Now listen and answer your questions.
I'm sure I'm not alone when I say I'm very good at putting off all those little everyday tasks until the last possible moment. And it seems this procrastination is more widespread than you might think. According to research carried out at Whitehall University last year, almost 9 out of 10 British people postpone doing certain household tasks until the last possible moment. This figure got me wondering whether it might also be the case that people avoid doing things in their professional or academic lives too. So today, I'm going to talk to you about some research I've been involved in into procrastination, or to put it simply, putting off something that you should be doing now until a later date. This study is linked to the research being undertaken here in the psychology department on time efficiency. The main purpose of the study was to see how far procrastination affects our everyday lives, both at work and study, and at home. It also aimed to identify any common characteristics of serial procrastinators and find out what type of tasks are generally avoided. So, let's start by looking at how the research was conducted. The first stage involved conducting case studies of 12 people from different walks of life, including full and part-time students, working and stay-at-home parents, professional and blue-collar workers. The case studies involved asking the subjects to complete a log of tasks and duties performed over a week, including recording details of letters and emails they received during that period. At the end of each day, they were asked to record which tasks they had started or completed and which were still to do. By the way, before the study began, the subjects were told that the research was into workloads and time availability, so that at no time during the week's study were any of them aware of the exact aim of the research, as it was felt that this might distort the results. At the end of the week, the subjects were interviewed in full, and the results were analysed. For the second stage of the research, we devised a questionnaire for a cross-section of the population to find out what type of tasks they avoid doing, and for what reasons. The questionnaire contained 16 multiple-choice questions, and in total, 80 people were interviewed face-to-face, and 20 more completed the questionnaire by email. The results were collated and analysed, and these will be discussed a little later.